Now, the next one is for an individual rather than a company. I'll put your glasses back on. And I don't give this one away till right to the end. Tell your story. A winner's story is powerful evidence of how investment in university education and facilities, combined with an individual's personal drive and determination, can lead to invention, innovation, and business success. He has a degree and a PhD from Exeter University's Camborne School of Mines, and it was during his time as an undergraduate there that he was challenged by one of his lecturers to make good his off-the-cuff comments that there must be machines that could do mine survey work. The result, after an undergraduate project and postgraduate development with design advice and refinements from University College Falmouth, so conveniently located, is a robot. Never given the award to a robot before. A robot that uses state-of-the-art laser scanning technology and wireless communications designed for remote use in underground mining operations that both improves the efficiency of mining surveys and, of course, reduces the risk to the surveyor. The results are comprehensive 3D maps of the mines in a fraction of the time required for conventional surveying. Not only did this more than meet the challenge he received as a student, but is now the hub of successful business operations that have seen his robot survey mines across the world, including in Mexico and the world's deepest gold mine in South Africa. I wonder whether they can mix stuff. This year's Innovation Individual Award winner is Dr. James Jobling Purser. And sadly, he is not here. Now, I wonder where he is. To collect James's award and maybe explain what he's up to right now is Nigel Hewitt from the Combined Universities in Cornwall. Nigel.
James has always been driven by wanting to be an entrepreneur. He comes from a family that in the dim and distant past has invented Pyrex. So he's no great stranger to this sort of environment. But having risen to that challenge and invented this device that goes into some of the harshest environments in mining, there's nowhere better to test the ability of that device than at the extremes of the mining industry. And James has gone back to and is working currently in the deepest mine in the world, in South Africa, and is putting to use the fact that his device captures more information than the people who he's contracting to could ever imagine, and is actually revisiting some work in previous mines that he's surveyed, and is beginning to win attention and orders from all over the world in the global mining industry. So he said to me how extremely grateful he is just for the consideration for this award. The fact that it gives him greater recognition is always useful, and he's extremely grateful for that. He's sorry he can't be here, but he hopes you'll understand it's for the very best of reasons. He's delighted to be able to do his work in Cornwall, but to have that global perspective for his market. So thank you very much on his behalf.
There we are, two world-class innovators based right here in Cornwall. Thank you very much, and we'll move on.
Thank you, Dave. Thank you.